What is taking me to establish the school garden? We normally identify and select the schools based on a certain criteria, availability of space, sustainability of land for cultivation, water points, and fencing.
All right. Now, Francis, what are the advantages of the school gardening? And before you tell us about the advantages, would you like to add on what it's taking you to establish these gardens in schools in South Sudan?
Okay. Basically, the idea behind the school gardening, first of all, is a requirement as part of our school meal feeding program with the WFP.
Mm-hmm.
So the school gardening, it aims to do in calculating the positive value of food, you know, the agriculture and the environment. We are basically instilling the sense of growth in the youth, the students. So it teaches them sustainable agriculture, and it gives them a first-hand to be able to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. So rather than giving them a first-hand idea of agriculture, are there any other advantages to this initiative?
Yes. Basically, the school gardening also enables them to have a learning experience, like you have said, where they're able to learn gardening through seeing the hands-on approach. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And also, once the food is grown by the school gardens, they are able to consume it themselves, and also it gives them a balanced diet.
Right.
So basically, there's a nutrition aspect to the school gardening.
Right. So how does the activity happen? Are the students themselves getting involved in planting these crops?
No.
Okay.
No. The PTA, Parents Teachers Associations, are mostly involved in the planting. SADO, what SADO does, like my colleague Susan said, we identify the schools, mm-hmm. based on a certain criteria, which is fencing, availability of the water point. Then, after we do that, we provide them with the vegetable seeds, the tools,
right,
the pesticides, mm-hmm. and other things that are needed for them to grow the vegetables. Then when we help them to demarcate a plot, ideally a 4x6 meter plot.
Right.
Yes. When they do that, then we are able to show them the current trending practices of growing vegetables,
mm-hmm.
The spacing and all. Then after all that is done, we are able now to monitor them on a weekly basis.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Now, Susan, coming to you, how have the schools and pupils responded to this initiative?
Well, most of the schools have responded positively,
mm-hmm.
to initiatives, even though they are not allowed to do manual work. The students have shown the real desire to participate in the initiative. The PTA members also are participating.
All right. So regardless of the PTA decisions, the students themselves would like to also participate, you know, in farming or growing their own crops. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. So are there any plans to expand this initiative outside the schools in Juba?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Currently, the reason why we have a few schools only doing it, it's because we've never done it before. It's the first time. Eh?
Right.
Yeah, so we want to measure the and assess the outcomes. Then we can fine-tune our strategy on how to implement the school gardening. Then when we see it's favorable, we can roll out the plan to the other schools that are also participating in the school meals.
Right. Yeah. And now, just before I let you go, is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know, Susan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the idea about the school gardening.
Okay.
It has been help our student, the pupils at school, because eating only one type of food, the person cannot.
Not advisable at all.
Yes.
So it's good to have a balanced diet,
yes,
at the end of the day. And it also boosts our brains, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes. And Francis, anything?
Yeah. I'll like teachers, especially teachers, to embrace this approach. You know, The aspect of food insecurity in South Sudan is a major issue.
Right.
So once this young generation is able to see using their own eyes how food is grown, they're able to learn. In the next coming 20 to 30 years, we won't be talking about food insecurity in South Sudan.
Yes. Indeed. Thank you so much. Akulo Susan and Francis Gicheru, it's been a pleasure to have you in Radio Mirror Studios.
Thank you.
All right.